Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. My name is Colin, I'll be your host today, and I will be talking about tokens. It's one of my favorite areas of research, and what I am actually doing right now, and what Articulated Thought is a publishing firm on the Ethereum blockchain. We are going to be creating tradable tokens. So, they're essentially these things called smart contracts, and smart contracts are this way of creating a trustless contract that can happen between anybody in the world, and you don't even have to speak the same language. As long as you understand the language of the smart contract, then you can understand, then it goes beyond all languages. And what's cool about this is you don't have to trust the person on the other side. The contract will happen no matter what. And it is on a blockchain, meaning it's immutable, meaning nobody can change it. Nobody can change the fact that it happened. And so what's cool about these smart contracts is they're like almost infinitely versatile. And we can code different things into it. And so what I'm passionate about is I'm working with this friend. His handle on Instagram is young, YUNG.orbseer, and he is an amazing graphic artist. So he makes these really cool Cinema 4D animations. And so the really cool thing about the smart contracts is that what I'm doing with him, and hopefully with others, I have a lot of different ideas, not a lot that I'm going to say out loud, but what I'm doing with his 3D art is we're going to make tokens that are essentially like kind of like a GIF or something on the internet, and but it has like has a rarity to it. You can make only 100 copies, or you can make 1,000 copies, or you can make as many or as little as you want. You can make it a commodity that there's only that one in the world. You can make it a single token. It can be pretty much anything. And you just, they're going to be for collectors, but I'm not going to reveal our mutual idea, but we're trying to bring that idea with some utility. And so that's what I'm really excited about with him. But I'll tell you about this other idea because I listened to this podcast yesterday. It's called The Portal with Eric Weinstein. And there was an episode recently about DNA and biohacking. And so just like I could put the GIF on there, I can also put other file formats on there. And so the podcast I listened to warned about how DNA manipulation is going to be like the way of the future. We're going to use deadly genetic diseases as the excuse to make designer babies, and then it won't end. And I firmly believe, like, worst case scenario, our health insurance is going to be directly tied to our DNA sequence. And if they find, they'll be able to see and like essentially own your DNA code and use it to give you different rates on your insurance. Like, oh, this person is predisposed to Alzheimer's. Okay. Or like whatever the case is, it can go pretty much in whatever malicious way that you want it to go in. Since I kind of explained the tokens, and they are digital representations of any file format that you want. You can make movies, you can make GIFs, you can make pictures, you can make text documents. And so the thing I want to do is, and I'm telling this idea because I have no idea how to do this, and if someone wants to do it with me, because I feel like this is one of the most important things that I've thought of before, is that I want to make like tokenized DNA where the person owns their DNA code, like it's sequenced. Nobody has seen it other than them. So we have a way to sequence the DNA where it just basically gets instantly converted into a encrypted file format. and then you tokenize that. So that exists on the blockchain, but not your DNA. Just the fact that that exists is on the blockchain. And so, like, it's essentially saying, here, we this is what happened. We can also make private coins. I was kind of thinking that, like, making it so it's its own blockchain. That way, it's regardless, it doesn't matter. The thing I want to do is take the DNA file format and make it so that the only person that can use the token is the person that owns it. That's the only person that's ever seen it. There's no other copy in the world. It's on an encrypted flash drive or something like that. And so what that would do to basically combat the era when our DNA is going to be sequenced and given to healthcare and there will be nobody in the world that is not sequenced. I want to fight against that using encrypted tokens of your DNA, and then essentially the service would be where we would create some kind of catalog where you could download that into an app, and the app would essentially be on a phone that has no internet. It would just be like a straight download, and it would just be like a device that has no internet connection, is completely just whatever is right there. You plug in your DNA and put in the password, and you can scan against a downloadable, essentially constantly updated catalog of everything that we kind of figure out with using DNA. Like, what do these things mean? And you can see it on your own time in a place where nobody else can see it unless they have your phone, your password, the password to the DNA drive. It's like they would have to have the perfect storm and know everything about you to be able to test your DNA against this basically offline catalog that gets constantly updated. And so this is what I'm thinking of with tokens. I have a lot more ideas that are much more practical than that. But what I think, I'll tell you, I woke up from this dream. I want to say it was like, it must have been like about eight months ago. And I woke up from this dream, and my dream said, you need to find your dad's DNA. And I was really confused by why I was dreaming about this. But I went over to my mom's place and I asked her, like, is there anything that you have left of dad's DNA? And she's like, actually, that's so weird that you ask, because I was about to throw out these, like, basically like these dental cleaning things that that would definitely have his DNA on it. And she had it at the bottom of the trash can, was like about to throw out the trash can. And I've been able to save my father's DNA. So I also have instructed my whole family to we've all agreed to not use any services like 23andMe or anything like that, and find a way to securely encrypt and like be able to essentially use the DNA token as a way to get around having to get sequenced by doctors, make it usable for them without them being able to see the whole thing or something like that. I have no idea. My mind, it goes a million miles a minute, but these tokens are so cool. If anybody is interested, I have a lot more information about this, and I can show you what I'm doing with Articulated Thought, the publishing firm. But I'm trying to figure out what the next step to make these ideas, these really vital ideas, because in that podcast I listened to, they essentially were saying, like, it's so scary for our DNA to be so out in the open. Like, 23andMe uses your genetic information, or if you bought it, whoever bought it, genetic information to scrub, like, let's take a million people out of random. That would be a very diverse group of genetics. So, like, from every kind of race and everything. And so they would take, like, let's say million, it's probably all of them. They would take that DNA and essentially test it against a computer that can, like, essentially test molecules against all of the DNA and see how a drug would act against all of these different kinds of genetic code. And they essentially are making drugs on... They're making drugs out of your personal information because you're like a data set number. And it's something, I don't know, that I think about all the time. And so that's why I want to create this token. I have no idea how to do it, but I just wanted to explain to you the capabilities of these tokens. So I implore anyone that is interested to, there's a site called OpenSea.io, and OpenSea is where they put all the art. But there's a lot of different ways to create this art, and we can pretty much do anything we want with it. Like, anything that you can be able to code, you can do. So I'll give you, like, the best real-world example. You can essentially, let's say... An artist wanted to put out an album, but they didn't have enough money. So they made a single, like a really good single, and they released it. They released 100 copies on they tokenized 100 copies. That's the only place that you can get this music. And that's one way. Or you could go even farther where you can make 100 tokens that are, like, for essentially split royalties. So, like, number 1 through 10 would make more money than number 10 through 9 or 11 through 99. And the way this works is you could essentially code in how the royalties are split up. And so you could sell the rights to your music split over a bunch of people, keep, like, half the tokens or how many ever you want to sell or need to make your actual full album. And that token will be worth more than just, like, a normal album would be worth, because you're actually selling the rights to it, but you're splitting it between you and a bunch of other people. So you could do that with anything. The possibilities are kind of endless, and I am so excited to learn more and bring you more information, but I just wanted to give you my crazy DNA idea and hope that you do not sell your DNA to 23andMe. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.